It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk HLV baseball and wrap up the Warriors season with head coach Wes Warrick. And, Coach, certainly a great season, maybe one of the best in HLV baseball history, 25-4 overall, district champs, then lost to Albernette in a tight one in the sub-state finals, 4-2. Your thoughts overall on this past season for your Warriors?
Oh, it was an incredible season. You know, we did things this year that I, you know, thought that we were capable of doing, but I didn't know if we were ready to do them yet. You know, we've been turning the program around a little bit, and we've been heading in this direction. But you know, this year we just from game one to the end of the year, we improved in so many ways, and it was incredible. It was fun, and I'm sad it's over because I miss hanging out with the guys every day, but it was a great season.
Yeah, and you had 5 first-team all-conference selections, which is pretty impressive. Of course, you were the conference champs, but Brody Wolf and Carson Cheney at pitcher. I don't remember I've ever seen one team with 2 pitchers selected first-team all-conference. That's a great achievement. Their catcher, Cody Tim, first-team all-conference. Brandon Wood and Dean Shaw, also first-team all-conference. That's pretty special. And then Caden Fontenelle, who I could make a case deserves to be first-team all-conference, was selected second-team all-conference for you. That's a pretty good list right there for you, Wes.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of kids that really played well this year. You know, there were a few cases. You know, I'd almost make the argument that Cody Fromm belongs up in the group of pitchers too. You know, the thing is he just didn't get as many conference innings, so it makes it kind of tough when you don't do that. But you know, he fell through 40 innings, went 4-0. So I think that if we would have gave him some more conference innings, I think that we could have made a case for Cody Fromm to be up with the pitchers too.
Yeah, well, I mean, your team was just that good and that deep, and the stats were very impressive. You do have 3 seniors that graduate with Cody Fromm, along with Dean Shaw and Brandon Wood. And what can you say about each one of your seniors?
Oh, you know, those kids are great. You know, I've had the very I've been very fortunate to been able to coach these guys for quite a few years. They were my first group of 7th graders when I started coaching at HLV in 2014. And I've been with them ever since. And, you know, we've been through a lot together. And they're a great group of kids. You know, they're good athletes. They play the baseball really well. They've gotten so much better. They've been able to lead their team. But they're just great kids. And they're a group that's unlike any other. And, you know, they just have such unique personalities. But they come together to make such a great group of friends. And, you know, I feel like I've learned just as much from them. Those 3 right there is, you know, maybe they've learned from me or learned about baseball throughout the last few years. They're awesome kids. And, you know, they are definitely some of the credit to the turnaround of the program has to go to those 3 because they have just done an amazing job.
Well, Fromm was certainly a two-way star for you. I mean, he hit .344 and had 6 starts, 14 overall appearances. Like you said, you mentioned his pitching stats earlier. He had 3 saves. I mean, Dean Shaw was as good of a leadoff hitter as you can get. It might be a coin flip between him and Noah Beck as leadoff hitters, but Shaw certainly held his own overall. 37 stolen bases, a .505 average. And then you go, Brandon Wood was, when we saw him make some great plays at first base. Certainly him last year stood out to me a lot with that great extension to win a ball game last year in the playoffs at first base with the big stretch. You know, they all had their moments throughout the year, and it's going to be hard to replace that.
Oh, yeah, they're great players. And, you know, that's just, you know, unfortunately, that's part of, you know, how you do this. And, you know, you build up kids to be, you know, hopefully the best that they can be. And you get to see them grow and become, you know, really great ball players and really great kids. And then at some point, you know, you got to say bye to them. And this is kind of a unique year because this is the first time I've ever had more than one senior on my team. The last couple of years, we've just had one. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit different for me. But, you know, I'm also excited. We have a lot of young kids that are good ball players too. And, we got a group that's coming up, you know, along with the kids that we already have. You know, we got a couple – we got some good juniors. We got a couple of really good sophomores. We got some talented freshmen. And we got a bunch of kids in junior high that I think are going to be really good ball players. So it's really exciting to see, you know, what's coming in the future, even though we have to say goodbye to three of my, you know, longest-lasting HOE boys. But at the same time, I'm excited to see what the kids that are coming up can do.
Yeah, of course, your seniors you're talking about, you lose Mitchell Tice a year ago, and I think it was Jesse Ward who you lost 2 years ago, just the one senior. But we mentioned, I mean, the talent coming back is tremendous. I mean, Brody Wolf and Carson Cheney, as we said, first-team all-conference pitchers, and they're both juniors, so they both come back. Caton Fontenell didn't throw as much because he couldn't break into the top three. Ethan Kupka had 7 relief appearances, and he had impressive numbers. So from a pitching standpoint, you got your two aces back. It's just a matter of whether it be Caden or Ethan or somebody else that emerges as from a depth standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. We lose Cody on the mound after this year. You know, we have a lot of kids that are coming out for us or that have, you know, been here for us, but we just haven't had to use them a lot. And I'm really excited to see what they can do. You know, Caden actually, you know, he actually broke his thumb and played like the last 3 weeks of the season with a fractured thumb. And so he wasn't able to, you know, get on the mound and throw for us. So he didn't pick up as many innings there towards the end of the season. But it was, you know, we got to the point where we didn't really need to jump outside of the three guys that we had, you know, because they were doing so well. But between Caden and Ethan Kupka, I think that we're going to be able to fill the shoes of Cody Fromm and maybe even another year of growth and some maturity and, you know, just getting better stuff. I think that we might even be a little bit better off on a pitching standpoint just because those two guys are really really good for us. And I'm really excited to see them on the mound a lot. You know, Ethan came into a couple important spots, you know, that we didn't have the ability to bring Cody Fromm in and close a game out. And Ethan just did a phenomenal job jumping on the mound, threw some great stuff, and just, you know, did a really great job.
Well, and then you look offensively, you'll have to find a leadoff hitter, a couple of outfielders with Fromm and Shaw both gone. You'll need a first baseman to replace Wood. But, you know, Cody Tim has been superb behind the plate, 389 hitter. Fontenell, of course, has settled in at second base. Top to bottom, your lineup is still for the most part intact. You just need some young players, and like you say, you apparently got some young players coming up. We just haven't seen them all that much because there's so much talent in front of them.
Right. Yeah. We haven't really had to tap into the young group quite yet. You know, we definitely have some younger players that I think we're going to see in the next couple of years really emerge and do a great job. You know, Bo York got a chance to play in a couple of games towards the end of the season. He's given a lot of speed, a lot of strength. He's got a really good arm. You know, we just got to figure out the bat a little bit, and he's going to do great for us. Benny Tice, that's Mitchell Tice's little brother. You know, he's a great kid. He's an awesome kid to be around, and he's got some natural baseball player to him. He runs pretty decent, and he can track down balls pretty well. So, you know, we just got a few kids that, you know, have been working hard kind of behind the scenes. They don't get the credit for it. But I think that they're going to be ready by next summer to fill some shoes.
And again, this year, your district title, you lost in the district tournament in the district finals the year before. You made it an extra step this year, but the next step for next year is, of course, to win in the sub-state finals and go to state. What do you need from this club to make that next step happen?
I think we need. I think it's a combination of just, you know, being consistent. Not only like being consistent a team throughout the whole season, but also just like it takes practice playing in situations like this before you make it to the next step. And it's not very often that you get a team that that just all of a sudden has a phenomenal year, goes to state, and then just, you know, does it out of nowhere. If we're going to be a team that's knocking on the door and you know, having a couple trips to the state tournament, we're going to have to be in this situation every single year. And so, you know, right now our goal is to, you know, keep getting better, keep becoming more consistent. But, you know, we want to be, you know, our goal is to get to the sub-state final and have a chance to go to state every single year. So that way, you know, it's going to happen. And, you know, we don't have that one season where we jump up, we go to state and make a run for it, and then we never get to see it again. You know, we want to create a program that gets to this place every year.
Yep. Well, you're well on your way, and with a lot of talent coming back, a lot of hope next year. I mean, if you look at it, I've asked Jordan and Kevin this question. I mean, you look at the talent coming back in the conference with North Mahaska. I mentioned Kevin Kelderman and Jordan Eli, head coach at BGM. Those two teams have a lot of talent coming back. Between the three of you, those are going to be some great matchups, and other teams are going to be looking to improve and go after you. But that's going to be some great competitive baseball just in the conference alone next year.
And that's what we hope for. You know, you want to be able to play a lot of competitive baseball games. Your team learns a lot more about themselves and learns a lot more about how to play the game when you're playing a lot of close games rather than, you know, playing some games that are pretty lopsided. You don't really get to, you don't have to be locked in for the whole game when you do that. So, you know, I'm excited for it. I hope that they're, you know, and I agree, the North Mahaska team, I think it's going to be a really good ball team next year. Like you said, BGM's got a few kids. Sigourney's got a couple kids that pitch for them that are going to be, you know, be another year older next year. The Kyoto team was fairly young. There's going to be a lot of teams that I think that are really stronger next year, you know, and older and more mature. And I'm excited for it. You know, that's the kind of baseball that you're looking for. You want a lot of competition. So only makes you better.
Wes, really appreciate your time here today and, of course, throughout the season. It was fun going to Victor. Big props to everybody in Victor for hosting the district tournament this year. That was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. And we look forward to visiting with you down the road. Congratulations on a great season. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Wes Warrick, head coach for HLV Baseball. Joined us here in Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Stiefel Insurance of Victor on 1410 KGRN.